The guidance also called on the remaining therapeutic uses of those products to be brought under a veterinarian's oversight by December of 2016. Well, close to 300 applications were affected by the guidance a year ago, and since then, 11 new generic and combination approvals have been added to the list of affected applications. Some affected sponsors have started implementing recommended changes to their antimicrobial products. Three applications have been converted from over-the-counter to prescription status. Product indications have been withdrawn from one application, while 32 affected applications have also been withdrawn. FDA continues to work closely with the affected drug sponsors to ensure the changes they agreed to make are completely done by the end of December 2016.